This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey. Call the cops. Hey.
This level of foolishness, hey. Enjoy. Hey.
Here's that we have a dog.
Now watch this drive.
Great ass.
Hey. Damn it.
Hey. I don't love that. Hey.
Shisha. Hey.
Sicario.
Bruce, hey. Fucking Springsteen.
Hey. Damn it. Hey.
Hey. Yeah, people are gonna die.
Yeah, baby. Happy Sunday, everybody. Make sure you stay pure. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, Father, still.
Happy Wednesday. I hope you're all staying prayed up.
Stay prayed up. Stay blessed. And also,
God bless you. Amen.
Pretend
love
I,
you, dear
I have
Lord.
A cross in front of me.
He
kisses the cross twice.
In his, it's like clearly his own private backyard little cross area.
Well, I think that's actually like a prayer garden.
Oh, am I wrong?
That
oh,
he visited.
He went out?
Oh, yeah.
To film?
Yeah. And to be clear, we are talking about Mark Wahlberg.
Marky Mark.
Last week, the drop was
Saint
Mel
Mark.
Gibson. This week, it's Mark Wahlberg. So this is a daddy's home sort of month we've been
yes,
having.
Yes, it is. A father stew union.
Father stew. Mark Wahlberg, in conjunction with the Hallow app, which is a Catholic prayer devotional app that you can download from the App Store, has been putting out a lot of videos, a lot of videos about prayer, about devotion.
I'm so grateful you're on this beat. I don't have the strength, but whenever you post it, I am blessed.
It was my friend Bettina. She first put it across my wire, and I was like, what have we been missing?
Excuse me.
We've been looking in all the wrong places.
Yeah, I've not been paying attention.
Mark Wahlberg has anointed himself the Prince of Prayer on our Instagram reels. And not on TikTok. I was looking for his TikTok for a cleaner video of it, and he's not on there. But he's on Reels, so maybe he knows his audience in that way.
He's making Reels. Yeah, I guess that is his demo. And then like those will eventually filter into Facebook stories where his primest audience are, I guess, other priests on Facebook. It kills me. Like, and sometimes he's in what looks like maybe his workout outfit still. So it's like he's pumping iron.
Peeking out.
He's hitting the rosary. Mm-hmm. He's kissing the cross. He's staying prayed up and pumped up.
And to be clear, this all feels like making penance for Boogie Nights still. He hates that movie.
Right.
He says he regrets doing that movie. Arguably the best movie he's ever been in. He says, I don't like that I did that movie.
He's like, if only the script for Father Stew had crossed my path earlier.
Father Stew, directed by Paul Thomas Anderson? The fuck?
I would be a different man.
Wait, did I tell you I saw him in public?
Father Stew?
No, not Father Stu. Father Paul.
Father Paul.
Yeah. PTA.
I don't even know what he looks like.
He's a handsome motherfucker. Ooh. But I've also heard some stories. So I don't know. But his kids seem lovely. Mm. And two of the other women who was with that weren't Maya Rudolph. Good Christian Fun is the podcast where we talk about... Do we say welcome to Good Christian Fun? I'm Kevin.
I'm Caroline.
We're here to have Good Christian Fun. Good Christian Fun is the podcast where we talk about Christian pop culture, the music and the movies and the entertainment made for and made by Christians, but we're not here to make fun of you or to make you go to church. We're just here to have fun. Can I get $10? $10, I see $10, I see $20.
25.
I see $20. Okay, $25 from Caroline Ely. Do I hear $30? Do I hear $30 from anyone else in the room?
$100,000.
Also from Caroline. She outbid herself, but I respect it. A strange strategy. We're just here to have fun.
That's right.
And talk about who am I? An ode to dementia. No, I'm just kidding. It's a song by Casting Crowns.
Not enough songs about that.
That they put out. Are there songs about dementia?
Gosh, that would be actually a really good song if someone wrote about a family losing, you know, someone to dementia.
But they wrote it from that family member's perspective. So
oh,
they
my
they
God.
Don't remember the
by
chorus.
The end of the
by
song,
the end of it, they're like, Hello?
This is messed up. My God.
That's our next Raw Dogs.
We're going to need to pray up after this.
Yeah. Have you heard prayed up wrongs. As a term before?
Gosh, I wish I did more. I think it's so good.
Well, you're going to.
Are you
gonna
start saying prayed up?
It's like I've definitely seen prayed up.
Okay.
Stay prayed up.
Stay prayed up. This is my first true encounter with
it. Regional thing.
Wow.
Which is kind of embarrassing for two people on the front lines of.
We're not at gyms enough.
We're not at gyms?
Yeah.
Do you think it only happens at gyms? Or Pam's.
There's a meathead quality to it. I'm not saying that's bad.
They prayed up.
Prayed up.
I think it was the like so tossed off nature of the way he said it too, where he's like trying to mumble it.
Happy Sunday, everybody. Make sure you stay prayed up.
Prayed up.
God bless you. God bless you. We love you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We love you.
Bro vocal fry. Brocal fry.
Isn't he from like Boston?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
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 Famously.
Don't love it.
Marky.
Mark. Okay, let's introduce our guests, friends, and folks. A longtime staple of the show. She's a former radio personality. She works in music. She's our dear, lovely, good, close, personal friend. Give it the hell up for Alex Gervasi. Oh, it's okay, Dexter.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He thought something might be wrong. He's like, I gotcha.
Dexter just jumped on my lap at my woo.
Sweet boy.
He's like, something's wrong.
He's honestly a little heteronormative, and like, if a woman screams, he's like, I gotta protect her. And it's like, dude.
Okay, showing off.
Yeah.
You know.
Which, obviously, in my experience, he's, let's just say, he hasn't had to rescue a lot of Royman.
Damn.
Unfortunately.
Is his right thumb also broken?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, well, I'm getting a little dog. So I told Caroline. Alex, thank you for being here, by the way.
Thank you, Alex.
I'm
welcome back.
As I said before, I'm like your favorite like bench warmer. Like mm-hmm. I love just coming up off the bench, running over to Pasadena. We're going to have a good time.
Exactly. Well, in my experience, you know, the bench players can often be the most important.
Thank you so much for saying that, rough. Caroline.
You're down.
Yeah.
Everyone else is injured.
What am I? I'm like Ruby.
Ruby? Not Rudy. Ruby.
Like Ruby's Diner. It's like no other restaurants are open. It's there. It's like, I know they have Kraft mac and cheese on the menu, I think. It's like, all right. Let's
really
do this.
Good burgers.
No, you're so much better than Ruby's Diner. I'm sorry.
You're like Shakey's.
As you can tell, I really love that movie.
Yeah, it sunk in deep. No, Alex is the chicest and the dearest. We're happy she's here.
And I'm playing through the pain tonight to give you a thumbs up.
Okay, oh, what happened to your phone?
Further injure yourself.
Well, okay. So
you were working it out.
Hey.
Oh, no.
Doing something he does, I think, at least twice a week. Once a week. Okay. At least once a week.
Once a day.
I was setting up for the podcast. I was getting out the mics. It's all an in-house operation. And the mics for these boom stands, they're a little difficult to slot in. You got to put a little oomph into them. So I was putting this mic, like the little handheld mic.
And you said, here? Like this? Is that it?
Wait, what? What do you mean? And so I jammed it where like I was looking at something else. Dexter was barking at a stupid bird or something. And so I jammed it and I put like the full force of the mic into my thumb.
Ow.
In a way that it felt like, ooh, like it really stung and it felt like almost kind of sprained. And I was like, okay, well, that's annoying. It's like stubbing your toe. But it'll go away. The pain will go away. It's been 2 months, and there is still soreness mm-hmm. in my right thumb.
Have you gone to the doctor?
Well, that's Evan. A whole can well, of worms right there.
Evan.
Are you familiar with Jim Henson?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Oh, no.
Are you familiar with his untimely demise?
How did he
belief
die?
System?
He was a Christian scientist who would not go see the doctor.
Oh, is that now your belief system?
Well,
if it means never having to go to the doctor.
Sign me up. Henson Hive Rise.
Well, we've been talking about this on Second Service, so maybe it is time for a quick accountability check-in.
Yeah.
You asked for this.
I've been to the tooth doctor a good amount, thanks to Caroline, actually, in a way.
Got you. Dr. B, we love him.
We love him. Shouts out, Greenstream, Pasadena.
Best in the biz.
Yeah. Very gentle. Very gentle man. But I haven't been to a primary care physician and since Obama was president.
Are you kidding me? Listen, Kevin, it's not enough to stay prayed up. Or you got to go to the doctor.
It might have been Bush. It might have been Bush.
Yeah, I think it was pre-Obama.
Are you
kidding praying
me?
Up is not enough.
We're kidnapping him in the middle of the night. We're taking him to the doctor.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
I'm working on it.
What is wrong with you?
Well, nothing. And that's why I'm gone. Except for I can't tell you which movies I liked or disliked. I can't hitchhike.
You have to rest it, Kevin.
Okay. Well, just so we get ahead of any sort of rumors about how I might have injured myself, it was from the mic stand. It wasn't during any leisure activity. It was
mic
for work.
Stand.
No, and that's not my name for what I call it. Like, it's my mic and I make it stand. No, it's what it is. I promise.
Whipped my mic out and I got kicked out at the party.
Come on. Grow up.
Everyone, please stay prayed up for Kevin's thumb and the process of securing an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
Big prayers up for that one.
I'm going to be very concerned for this. My anxiety is spiking since this conversation started 3 minutes
ago. He has actually a living, thank God, for many communities that start with Q, a living rebuke to the medical system.
That's right.
And that we don't even fucking need it.
Oh, you gosh. Did not.
That is my family's influence on me of like, what's a doctor going to do?
Oh, you might as well just go ahead and go to the Cirque du Soleil too if you want the same amount of expertise. They've got a few clowns for you.
I'm going to walk in there a man and walk out something else with these doctors these days. No, I don't believe that.
We're going to replace your thumb with a lizard tail.
You know what it is? It's maybe because if you're used to having not good health care for a long time, when you do have good health care, actually.
Forget to use it.
Yeah. It's like when you live beneath your means, when you make less money and then you get more money and then you still save up even more. So
Yeah.
I have a great doctor. I'll give you her name and we'll make an appointment together.
Yay. There you go.
What's her vibe? What's
got
her
a
deal?
Recommendation?
She's like very comforting, like very chill. Mm-hmm.
She in the area?
She's in Burbank.
Okay.
You know, like definitely a doctor you'd love. Like,
Burbank.
Definitely a doctor you'd love.
Got on the 134 to the
hurts the thumb to drive.
It's to the 5 maybe or even
no, just the 134 all the way down.
No,
right
Alex,
past
this is
Disney
good.
Studios.
Actually, I think your recommendation is going to be the thing that helps with this a lot.
I mean, have y'all heard that phrase "physician heal thyself"?
Oh my God!
Have you heard that though?
Yeah, stop.
So you know.
Have you heard of "Don't Tread on Me"?
Yeah. Oh my God. I know. I guess we could just name a phrase and be like, if you've heard it, then it must be valid.
And there it is.
You heard "Just Do It"?
Well, Dark thank Brandon. You for being Dark God. Thank you for being open and honest in your accountability journey. The medical system, we are getting there. Yeah.
We are. I think by the end of 2023.
That's a good goal.
I'm going to see. I saw someone at an emergency care clinic when I got a big cut on my face. A couple months ago. So I did see that doctor, and she gave me a nice Band-Aid and said, "You're fine. You all need stitches," as was her emergency.
I wish a listener could see just Caroline and I just making eyes at each other like, okay,
Lord.
Right.
Making eyes at each other in front of a perfectly healthy man.
So you don't know that.
A man who could arguably run a marathon in the pouring rain, half marathon in the pouring rain.
That's stronger.
And not even get sick for a day.
No, it is frustrating because I feel like, you have had basically perfect health the entire time I've known you.
Wow, that's nice. Thank you. See,
don't
and you're kind of proving
knock
my point. Play.
I know, I'm sorry. But go to the doctor.
I guess if
the thumb's going to get worse. I'm just going to scare you into
if you did, like, it's when seeing me on a regular basis, say, like, you look ill today. Like, hey.
I'm literally going to send out a text to all your friends.
You have jaundice, bro?
Could you do me a favor? Next time you see Kevin, just be like, wow.
Because
okay?
If I thought it made me look unattractive to not go to the doctor, then maybe I would go.
I told my dentist that one time. I was like, if you want me to do any behavior, like, please appeal to my vanity. Like, go for it. Tell me my teeth will be whiter or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, that if I floss more, I will do it.
And that's literally what they do at the dentist.
Yeah. So
that is their whole thing. So,
yeah. And now when I walk in, they're like, "What's up, Snaggletooth?" And I'm like, "That's a little far."
Hey, been munching on trash again? Old sourpuss?
We heard you whistling down the hallway.
Oh, my
damn.
God. Wait, guys, I was. This is so embarrassing.
What?
I was on a walk today, and I around the corner of my street, and I hear what I think is like a man whistling at me because it's that like I cannot whistle, but it's like that.
Oh, right.
And I'm
right.
Like, I'm spinning around.
Like a cartoon.
To, yeah, like literally.
Like ready to go.
And I spin around and it's a bird.
I was going to ask if it was a parrot. There's so many parrots.
It was literally a parrot. I was
oh
like,
my God.
Because then I heard it again and then was I was like, wow.
That's shocking.
That's really embarrassing because I was like, you know, offended, but like a little flattered, you know.
And it's always, yeah, two feelings at the same time of like, wow, it's been a while, you know, and then like, hey.
But then she kept staring at the bird and the bird back it up. And I was like, oh, shit.
Smile.
You look pretty if you smile. What's your name?
Yeah, like the parrots in Northeast LA are really fresh.
Oh, God. Yeah. The frickin' peacocks out here.
Summertime.
Oh, my God.
It's the streaming wars nonstop here in the San Gabriel Valley. Peacocks for days.
I just upgraded to no ads peacock. That's how much we've been watching it. I feel like that's a milestone. It's an occasion.
You said that like you wanted approval from me for getting your own streaming service that I'm not the primary account holder.
That's actually not the point of it, but it's telling you think every streaming service I have is about you and Kevin's little streaming service payroll. Gotta pay the paper if you want to watch Miss Marvel.
A Miss Marvel? That's not even on Peacock.
It's on Disney Plus. Peacock.
I guess we could split it. And it would be cheaper. Should we split it?
I would be very down.
You're such a pain in the ass about
it. What do you mean?
You're always like, give me beef.
I just want eternal gratitude.
Like, that's all.
For the next 20 years or something.
Do you split streaming with anybody? Or are you
so I'm supposed to. My brother should be paying me for it. Mm. And then I keep forgetting to charge him. But
wow. What's his name?
Matthew.
I met Matthew.
Get your
He's
shit together.
A real character.
He Come on. Is a character.
Throw some bucks.
I know.
Your sister's way.
Yeah.
The least you can do.
And then also, I was so bummed. You know how like Hulu's like clamping down or like on everything?
Down how?
On just like multiple users like across.
Sure.
You have to all be in the same house. So my mom logged into my Hulu and now my Hulu Live is suspended because she changed the location back to New Jersey.
Damn.
So I was like, I couldn't watch any of the Sixers games. And like,
are you going to go harass your mom to fix that? That's going to be a long phone call.
I'm just going to have to call and see they just like, she's not going to know. She's made like 6 Hulu accounts at this point.
She's collecting them.
Yeah. She just forgets a password and starts a new one, but never cancels the old one.
So you are a Kevin and you are the giver in your streaming communities.
100%.
Yeah.
Also, I will say Peacock is pulling ahead for me because with the whole Scandoval drama, I started watching Vanderpump Rules from the very beginning and I'm honestly wondering why I have not started this sooner. It is the greatest show of all time.
That gives me encouragement because I did start it as well before Scandoval because I was like, I need new junk.
So his name is Sandoval, but we're calling it Scandoval.
Yes, because there was a scandal, a cheating scandal.
Okay.
A big one. Castmates, huge one.
He should have called Olivia Pope.
Yeah.
From Scandal. Very y'all remember that show?
Oh, yeah. Oh my Very God. Nice. I was like, what are you talking about?
You can watch it on Hulu.
Honestly, I've never.
Alex can't.
I can't.
Oh, that's true. I'm sorry to
rub it in.
That was our first.
Our first shared account.
That's right.
Aw.
I love this, guys. What a bond.
My first asshole friends.
Yes.
Username.
That's
That was their username.
Oh, guys.
8 or 9 years ago.
That's and you sweet. Never pop in on my profile just to see, like, what are the Elies watching?
I did on the Max one time.
Oh, you did?
I sure did.
You're already using the new name.
Well, yeah. Daddy Zaslav told us to, so I'm going to do what Daddy Zaslav tells me to do.
Nathan was like, we're going to continue calling it HBO Max. Like, he was going to take a stand.
I have to say, I'm really sad. Like, why would you call it
the
Max?
Brand.
Just call it HBO.
I know.
That is the brand.
That confused the hell out of me, too.
I see it both ways. And I'm not going to speak anymore.
You are a defender.
I think it makes sense because we're headed. Oh, God. Okay, I can't spend more than 90 seconds
check the
on
clock.
This. Yeah. It's 8:13 now.
Set a timer.
We're headed towards consolidation. Everyone has 16 accounts everywhere. Very soon, it's going to be very few. Like in like 10 or 15 years, you're going to have three
mergers.
Subscriptions. There's going to be so many
like
mergers.
Disney
and
Hulu
all this stuff.
Have already merged.
Sure. Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And they've Disney owned it for a while. But like, so for that, Max and then HBO is within that, that brand will still be retained. But it just feels like an overcorrection right now because we're not in that full consolidation space.
Oh.
And it's not like, it's still, HBO still has the belt as far as like everyone associates that with quality. It's just annoying
except
to call
just
it
just like that, but continue.
I'm so excited Shea
Diaz,
for that.
Wait, Shea. Caroline, do you think we can get Shea Diaz on the pod?
Yeah.
What if I got you guys
to a podcaster on the show for real?
Yeah.
Or she's on a podcast, right?
Yeah.
Shay?
Yeah.
Jay? I have no idea. I literally watched two episodes and I was like, I cannot continue.
By the way, I think Shay goes by they in their real life, but she on the show.
Oh yeah, Natalie.
I think.
Oh, what's
very
their
confusing.
Name?
But anyway.
They were in the original cast recording of Spam-A-Lot.
But
do you remember that? And then Grey's Anatomy. Okay.
But Carrie is on the podcast.
Okay.
With Shay.
Does Carrie do Squarespace ads?
Man, that Brooklyn. Was such a train wreck. Are you going to watch the new season?
If Kevin has watch parties for this.
I'm not.
Okay. He doesn't care. I'll watch it with you, though.
Okay, I want to watch it with someone.
It's so funny.
It's like I'm so bad at watching shows that make me cringe, especially by myself. Like, yeah. I'm like the person that has to, like, walk out of the room, like, fully walk into the office and then just listen to it and then come back in. So I have to be with someone. It's so frustrating. It's like and I get it. Like Sex and the City was like not perfect. It was problematic in its own ways. But how are you going to undo the good that they did on the show? It's infuriating.
It's kind of like, it's like it took a great deal of effort to remove as much charm as they did.
Well, I mean, and the charm we're speaking of, we're talking about a show with four key ingredients and removing. You know, if you're making cookies, let's make these cookies without butter.
Exactly.
Let's try that.
Yeah.
Without
it's
not working.
The best chefs and the best jazz players need an improviser.
It's also so, it's like so cringe, like old liberal wokeness where it's just like, oh, please stop.
Unforgivable what they did to Miranda.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's just like, I need to, it's a terrible show to watch. I agree with you. Like you should be watching better shows if you have limited time, you know, but I have to be in on the conversation too.
And all my time is now dedicated to Vanderpump Rules. So this is quite a conundrum for me.
But think about how fun it was to hear people make fun of Che. And if you didn't know what Che was.
I had a great time and I just got it via osmosis.
All right, well, maybe that's a good argument.
I don't need to give
You don't need to go to the doctor and you don't need to watch the show to enjoy Che.
And those are the same thing to me. And just like that is like going to the doctor for me.
You get medicine through
osmosis.
And
that's just my own personal, I do. Like, I know I could do that thing, and I understand the benefits of it.
How do you feel about Aiden coming back on the show?
Great.
Okay.
Honestly, why not?
She's so in right now. Like, have you seen it? We have Che. At least give us Aiden.
Give us Aiden. Like, why not? If they're just doing a victory lap, but, like, misunderstanding why any of it was fun the first time.
But she cheats on him again.
But he'll be in the first episode on the Peloton treadmill.
Oh, no.
At
don't do it, Aiden. Even further.
It would be so great if they brought every successive season. Let's kill this man on this piece of workout equipment.
As he's trying to get
every
healthy.
Time.
That I would be really funny.
I was just at some event a few months ago. I cannot believe I'm blanking on the name. I feel terrible. But it was basically the mayor of LA was speaking at it. It was like a very political event. And there was like a lot of celebs
there.
Oh,
it was
there.
The Back That Bass Up fundraiser.
Shut the hell up.
For Mayor Karen Bass. It's a good slow. It makes sense that she won with the campaign.
It
like
was
that.
Fun.
That was not a real hashtag, right?
No, it was.
Anyways, Karen Bass was there, and then I realized I'm like taking a picture of Karen Bass, and like the guy who plays Burger is directly in my frame.
Oh my God.
And he's like very good looking.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, like he's aged so well. Mm-hmm. And all I can think of when I see him is that goddamn post-it note. Note,
yeah. You're still just like,
oh, you know, it's like, so I remember like rewatching Sex and the City a few years ago, and I'd be like, oh my God, I'm really attracted to Berger's character. And then I was like, God. Oh, I should probably like, figure this problem. Out in therapy.
That's not what you want.
Probably talk like about any of the men on that show, therapy.
Except for Steve. Love Steve.
Steve Melinda. Steve. Is he the, is
I
that
do.
Yeah,
Steve. I'm
gonna get shafted.
I love you.
I love Charlotte's husband. What's his name?
Oh, yeah.
But are any of them Christians? I don't know. That's kind of my question. Is there
any
faith-based?
Great question. I think Charlotte is a Christian.
Charlotte is until she converts to Judaism.
Oh, that's right.
And okay. Then her first husband who couldn't get it up.
That's right.
Because he was a Christian?
Yes.
I don't know.
Thumb problem.
Wait, is that? He hey, wasn't. No.
I'm sorry. Gotta let it go.
That's not what we call it. I know. Well, I couldn't. That's-
oh, my God.
Man, I was speaking of Peacock, I started watching Mrs. Davis.
Oh, is how is that?
It's almost incomprehensible, but it's good.
Okay,
it
is good. It?
It's Betty Gilpin. It's fucking Margot Martindale. Mm-hmm. It's you know, not huge stars, but it's from this woman, Tara Hernandez, who's a writer on Big Bang Theory, and she teamed up with Damon Lindelof from Lost and The Leftovers and Watchmen. And it's about a nun who fights AI. AI has saturated the world to the point of like everything is run on AI.
Oh, okay.
AI tells everyone what to do. And Betty Gilpin plays a nun who, spoiler alert, is skip ahead. Or if you don't want to find out in the second episode, you don't want to find out?
No.
Okay. I want to find out.
Is married to Jesus Christ.
No way.
Every action is confusing. Because I saw like a little teaser for it, and I was like, "Ooh, this does look kind of interesting." I'll probably never get around to watching it.
Catholics are not gonna love that show. So.
Well, I was a little zooted when I watched it too, okay. And there's a lot of magician stuff.
Were
in
you also
it as
kabooted?
Well. Not yet.
Okay.
I was just thinking of recent faith-based stuff that I saw. Beau's Afraid was another one.
Oh, I do want to see that.
Where you rush into the theater to watch 3 hours of Walking Phoenix being like.
Quadrupled walking. I thought it did look kind of cool. I was kind of
disturbing or confusing.
It was scary in parts. Yeah. No, okay. I mean, I thought it was worth seeing.
Okay.
Can we do like a summer movie? I just keep asking Kevin to host things at
his
house.
Book time at Kevin's venue.
Yeah, there's a Google Doc if you want to fill in time, a calendar.
I mean, truly, you could do private theater rentals a la AMC theaters for this fucking IMAX you have in your living room now.
Well.
Wait, guys, I have a good pivot.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Please, no, thank you.
We're going to pivot.
Pivot away.
So the other day, I started watching Jewish Matchmaking on Netflix.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, okay.
So did we?
Really?
Did?
Yeah, your place.
Oh, yeah. Saturday it started night. Auto-playing. Okay.
So I started watching it. I was like, this is so interesting. And I was like, this seems like, you know, because I'm like very single right now. And I was like, I Googled matchmakers. And I got on the phone with a matchmaker.
You did?
Yes, like today. And I talked on the phone with an hour for her. And then she gave me their prices. And it's astronomical.
Can you say it?
But does it work?
So it's like they have a very high success rate. They have a pool of 35,000 people like in LA.
35,000 people?
Here's how they broke it down for me. So 3 months is $5,800. 6 months is like $10,000.
Oh my God.
And they're, I asked like
pennies.
He pointed to his TV.
I'm just kidding.
So
I got a deal.
I'm going to see if they would like to do some Instagram trade. But what happened today though, so I went through like the whole thing. The girl ended up being from where I'm from in South Jersey, which was crazy. So like, and she lives in LA now too. Anyways, she was telling me they have a very high success rate. It's because it's people who are very serious about wanting to find a partner. They don't want to swipe. A lot of them are very, very successful. So they don't even have the time. Yeah. And they just want someone to do basically like take a pool of 35,000 people and then whittle it down to four. Like that's like the matchmaker's job.
Four.
And then you get like to choose from four people as opposed to swiping all day.
Right.
Well, and usually by like the, I was saying like, what does it normally go? And they're like, but because it's like so curated, the matchmaker spends a lot of time talking to you, like texting you, like trying to figure out like what you like. And then they said usually by, if it's not the first person that you hit it off with and you go, not like necessarily getting married, but like end up actually seriously dating, it's usually by the second or third. So I was like, that's so interesting. But they said, I'm going to be added now to their free pool. And I go, what does that mean? They're like, you don't get a matchmaker, but our matchmakers will set up a guy with you.
Oh, hell yeah.
So I was like, awesome. I like uploaded my photos today.
Right there.
That is a loophole if I ever heard one.
Yeah.
So I was just like, this is great. So they have like my profile and like what my deal breakers are and what my main things are. But I was like, you know what is so interesting to me? Like, we have like all these apps at our disposal. And I think people are genuinely so swipe fatigued, like I am. I'm like, this is very pricey.
How do you think I got this?
The doctor's and like, we've been seeing a lot of this.
A lot of roses sent.
I think you're so right.
Isn't that
yeah,
so interesting?
I'm just like, it is not helpful. And I mean, this has been talked about too,
yeah.
Of like the fatigue of options and things like that. What is that called? Choice fatigue.
And decision now, fatigue.
Decision
I think, right?
fatigue. Thank you.
Yeah.
And like how it really doesn't lend itself to like good decision making, really. And how nice.
And this is sort of like part of the larger macro reclamation project of like, you could do Discover Weekly on Spotify and get basically the same stuff. It's kind of the same thing right? In a way.
Yeah.
Or you go to the record store and talk to a guy that's like a little too into it, or a woman who has like a taste kind of similar to yours. And they could say, get this if you like, you know, Wet Leg or whatever it is. That's a real
band. You always say Wet Leg. That's the second time you've said Wet Leg. And I know because I had the same reaction. I was like, what the
It's a real band.
Saying that.
It's real.
I'm so curious about this pool. Because obviously not all 35,000 are paying customers.
That's, yeah. I think they're included in the pool. I think that's what it is.
So are they getting the pool from
on in.
Like conversations like yours? Like someone's going fact-finding and they're like, all right, we'll add this gal to the pool.
That I think they said that is definitely sounds like it's a lot of it. I think the other part is they were just like, our matchmakers go out and if they meet someone or they have friends that are quality people, they'll be like, you know, like, let's add you to the pool.
I've been doing this for free. I didn't know there was compensation available.
And you have some numbers.
Well, what is your definition of success?
That's the other thing, too. It's like, is it success if they date 4 years and then that's it?
And then they break up, you mean?
You know?
Oh, that's, yeah. I guess
I don't
that
know.
Makes sense. I think also, like...
You know, any relationship is a success, no matter how long it is.
Okay.
Stupid.
Oh, boo.
No rings, no things.
Also, wait, Kevin, do you have a success rate in matching friends?
Four couples.
Not me, though.
No. You're the fifth.
Every matchmaker has their final boss.
This is a true story. And they'll go nameless because I'm actually friends with them. But there's been now two times where I've tried to ask out one of Kevin's friends. And both times they've been like, can we just like be friends?
That can't be true.
Twice. I'm
You're
two
lying.
For two. I'm not two for
You're
two.
You're a liar.
Two for two. With Kevin. And now I'm actually
and
wondering,
I was working every angle.
Are you hanging out with?
Oh,
I was honestly wondering, and like I joke about it with the one, but I was just like saying to Kim, I was like, are you telling these guys that I'm weird? Like, what are you saying?
Oh, no.
That is crazy.
I'm
I think
working.
He's working against me.
No. I promise you that's not the case.
No,
I'm trying.
He's like, no, it's actually
one.
You.
Because again, I need my numbers to go up.
Right.
I need the
this
fifth.
This is his career.
He's looking for.
I am his final boss.
Yeah. Are you keeping track of failures though, too? That's the thing. Like, you know, your success numbers right off the bat.
Again,
and how many
define
the batting average.
Failures? And we will
Set
talk about Who Am I,
them,
the Dementia Anthem by Casting Crowns very soon. But
we know you guys can't wait to talk about Casting Crowns.
Are you
so
talking about did they go on more than one date? Did they kiss? Did
I'm
they date long term boyfriend
get
girlfriend?
Or that mission was aborted right off the bat, where they were like, "No, thank you." Or they met each other, and one of them or both of them was like, "No, thank you," because I think that should factor into your success rate.
Everyone that I've set up has kissed.
Okay, that's not bad.
Everyone you've set up has kissed. Okay. Everyone you've set up has kissed.
I would say like a success rate is like dating for a minimum 3 months.
Oh, then. Okay, well, that cuts my numbers in half by that metric.
Kevin's not a good matchmaker.
Yeah, I was impressed by the kisses. I was like, wow, well.
Yeah, I mean, we could
mouth.
Use some other benchmarks I'd rather not say.
I do think that, like, I know for me, if I get set up with someone, I'm more likely to go on, like, I like minimum 3 dates. Totally. Like I was just set up with someone and I was like, oh, I don't, hopefully he doesn't listen to this podcast, but I was like, oh, you know, like, I don't know.
There's
if,
a
like,
live review for you, yeah. bud. Sorry. Take notes.
No, but I was just like, oh, but like if this person vouches for them, like, oh my gosh, yeah, like it was yeah. fun. Like, let's go on a second date.
Because you at least know, like, oh, they're a decent person. 100%. They're kind. They're a good friend. That, like, that's most of, you know, the thing you're looking for.
Exactly.
At least baseline.
Yeah. Dating is just, like, so weird in L.A. It really is.
What and is unique about L.A.?
I think
to any other city.
Kevin, I feel like we've talked about this. I know Ben and I were, I don't know if he's been on the podcast, but I know Ben and I talked about this recently because I was just like, oh, I wonder if like New York's just as bad. And like, he was like, no, I think there's just like a wider variety of just
this
diversity
is what it is.
In New York. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's,
and then
it's literally, there's 5 genres of person here being super reductive, but like 5 genres of,
yep.
and then, a place like New York, there's like 500 genres.
Yeah. Of it's like there's so many, like, it's like everyone's a creative type.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, can I ask you guys a question
yes.
about your 5 types of people?
Yeah.
Is that
sleepy, dopey, mopey,
stupid,
horny, and stupid?
And Doc, who Kevin will never go on a date with.
But, I'll never go on a date with Doc.
are those people only people you're meeting through entertainment industry or industry no. adjacent worlds?
Well, no.
No.
I think like I'm not like an exclusively like an app person. Like I said, like I'll get
and
set
I'm
up
not
with
exclusively
people.
A fat person. Caroline.
Debatable. You have a pretty high success rate effort.
100%.
I am dying.
I go home Sorry, with him I'm every
no,
time.
No, you're fine. Oh my God, that's so funny. I just like think that, I don't know, I'm honestly at this point where I am more, I want to start dating people not in the industry. I don't want to date a creative type right now. And yeah. I think there's like, you can be creative, but you know,
yeah.
I've dated writers. It's just, you're like, maybe I should date a teacher.
Yeah,
like
you do start to
teacher.
Stumble upon maybe similar issues yeah. with those, with people who lean, what is it, left-brained or whatever.
And that's like all of LA.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I guess I asked too, because for a long time, I have not worked in the entertainment industry. And I feel like I meet a lot of kinds of people too. I know besides this,
right.
I have a whole ass day job, yeah. you know? And so I do think that, I guess I have my own little soapbox about like LA generalizations, that it's a lot of people that are like shallow or only looking to like network
oh, I hate
with
that.
You.
Yeah, I really hate
or,
that.
Or yeah, only care about their appearance or only are trying to like get an agent or whatever. And I feel like, oh, LA is like so vast and so different and diverse and crazy and
it
like
is.
All these other pockets of stuff.
For sure.
And so, and it's not like you guys are narrow-minded or anything, but
no.
when you do work in that industry, you do meet a lot of those people.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of if I've ever dated someone in the music industry. I haven't. I've dated a musician briefly and who's now like a good friend.
Hozier.
It was Hozier.
And he was like, what are you doing this Sunday morning?
Take me to, wait, can
What'd
I redo
you
that?
Say?
Can
yeah.
I redo that joke?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Take me to church, just chicken.
Get out. I'll leave.
I'm leaving.
He likes churches,
I'm now.
Chicken?
All right. That's, he's a cheap so, date.
I've heard it's really good. Why
dead.
Did I say that so sincerely?
No,
I've
no,
heard church's
the
chicken
church
is really
on
good.
This podcast. I do want to go. I drove by one the other day. I'm sorry.
It's okay. That's fine. No, I think my point is
you
done.
Dated a musician,
like,
but
no,
otherwise
but like,
that's you.
But I just, yeah,
like
I've never
out.
Dated within an industry that I was currently working in.
Okay, okay.
I've never dated
then
someone in
enough.
Radio. I've never dated someone in the, like, works in the label. Mm. Like, I don't want to. I don't really have a desire to.
Whereas I've Blue dated wise. Sarah Koenig. I've dated both of my favorite murder gals.
Right.
I've dated,
the Pod Save America guy.
Yeah.
John Lovett. Very gentle.
I didn't like it when you were with John Lovett.
Well,
you know,
that's why I left it.
It wasn't
it was
you
Lovett
anymore.
And
also, that's like that and Smartless are like, that's my knowledge of podcasts and this one right here. So that's like, that's like why I just had to be like, well, I don't.
We're in good company.
Jason Bateman, he's married.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I saw, there's an off mic thing. I'll tell you about later.
Mark it.
So, someone I ran into yesterday. But anyway,
it was Jason Bateman.
Is that good, Bateman?
No,
it's not. Wait a minute. Let me try it again. I'd like to. Take you out on another date, buddy. Come, you hear it kind of, right?
Yeah.
You don't hear it at all.
No.
Okay, I'd like to hear yours.
I don't do a good Jason Bateman.
He'll keep doing it.
Do a Sean Hayes now.
Okay, getting back on track. I don't know. Whatever. Those guys have enough play. Anyway, man, conversations like this about dating and about all this stuff, it really makes you question your identity. It really makes you ask.
Who am I?
And with that, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with more good Christian fun.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Welcome back to Good Christian Fun. It's time for another edition of Singles Ministry.
There he is.
Shy. Oh, Trump.
Gorgeous. So good.
Hendrix on the guitar.
You should put that on your Hinge profile. That's a good resume
Singles
right there.
Singles Ministry?
That's all Kevin.
Do you want to know what's on my Hinge profile?
Hmm.
Reviews from my exes. And that's a legitimate thing. I texted
that's
people
great.
I dated and I go, could you give me like a few words on like what it was like to date me? And I literally.
You make him take front facing videos and then edit them together in a montage.
That's so cute.
My name's Jeff and I approve of Alex Trevasan. My name's Brian and I approve of Alex Trevasan.
Good time. Really
Wait,
nice.
That's amazing.
I would, if I saw that, I'd be like, this.
That sounds
awesome.
Like something you need to do, actually. And I think you could do pretty easily.
I don't think so. Oh, of her exes?
No, your exes. You have a lot of friends.
Yeah, I guess so.
They're friends now.
Singles Ministry is not the part of the show where we talk about being single. It's the part of the show where we talk about a single song. One song for the entirety of the second half. This week, it's Who Am I by Casting Crowns. It's so sad, the light we've cast it in. We've all cast it in. Written by Mark Hall, produced by Stephen Skordis, Fat Man, and Mark A. Miller. This is a 20-year-old song. I like how no one even blinked at me calling Stephen Curtis Chapman Stephen Skordis Fat Man. We're just kind of used to it by now, right?
I think that's his real name.
Who am I? Now, We did this with you, right? We did the thing of hitting the goalpost, or you might have been the one to tell us about it, where you do the patter before the song lyrics and vocals begin as if you're a DJ the radio.
Oh, yes.
It's the top of the hour. We're coming in with a blah, blah,
blah. So, like, you know what the intro... Yes. And this was, like, the first time we did this. I just know what the intro, like, you know, you sound like, and then you talk over it. I think this is a, as we would call it, a 0-0 intro, which means it has no intro. And doesn't it just go right into it?
Well, let's find out.
Okay. Do you want me to talk over it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Ooh, this is a pro.
Give us Alec back on the mic. Alex back on the mic.
You're listening to Good Christian Fun Pod. And I just have to say, this song stirs something in my heart. And if you feel it too, I just want you to raise your hands. And I just want you to give your heart to the Lord. Sing with me.
Who am I?
Yeah!
With the Lord of all the earth.
Oh, wow. A Christian DJ too. Amazing.
Wow.
It's okay. Choose to light the no, you're home. Look at Homo. No, don't drink candle.
I wish this was like recorded, like video recorded.
But because of what you've done, not because of what I've done, but because of who you are.
I love to harmonize this part.
So quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean. In the wind, still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling. And you told me who I am.
I am
your.
I'm so shocked you haven't done this song yet.
It is shocking.
It's iconic.
It is. When I listened to it, I was like, wow, this is...
It's a throwback.
A tent pole.
Yeah, and...
I was shocked, too. I was like, what? Maybe we did do it, and I am in a Who Am I era, and I'm forgetting about it.
Yeah, listeners, please forgive.
Yeah, but, like, I was trying to... First of all, the process of me finding the song was going to 2000s Christian Hits editorial playlist on Spotify and filtering through that to see what was really speaking to my heart and speaking to my soul and what was like getting the spirit to move within me. And when I saw the song, I was like, oh my God, I think we all have witnessed a really bad interpretive dance led by a youth group to this song. I know I've been a part of one. And then I shared this video with Kevin. But look at
it.
She is a flower quickly fading.
Moment. That little one in the front really carrying the team.
Well, children more than anything love to be told by Christian songwriters, you're a vapor.
In the wind.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what I'm thinking of? This was like pre Do You Ever Feel Like a Plastic Bag, Katy Perry. Like,
yeah,
it,
you're
you know
right.
what? Honestly, you're right. Maybe she drew inspiration because she, you know, her name's what? Kathy?
Katie Hudson.
Was bathing in
Catherine
the same
Hudson.
Waters. Yes.
Yeah.
We were.
100%.
We were all working through identity work. It's funny, too, listening to this song. I wouldn't say your first thought is usually like, this is a good one for dancing. This is a good one for movement.
This is a good one
or
to
theater.
Do a really bad dance where everyone's wearing a black t-shirt.
Yeah. Slow movement.
I definitely saw that one at the King's Christian School chapel back in the day.
Yeah.
King's Christian School.
Yeah, that's where I went to elementary school,
Jersey?
Junior high.
Okay.
Yeah. Cherry Hill, New Jersey. And then I went to Baptist High School, which I know we've talked about before.
Absolutely. Did you ever see the Lighthouse?
No.
Sketch or skit?
Oh,
I guess
the human video.
It?
Yes. Oh my God, they were called
I still think
human
only
videos.
You guys called them that.
We did.
I never heard those
listeners,
before.
Human video was definitely
was
a thing.
Back
okay.
you up. Listeners, back that
I'm sorry. Back
also,
that bass up, but yeah.
What was the Lighthouse, though? Remind me.
Lighthouse
there were so
one
many.
Was, it's like a girl being tempted by like drinking and
oh,
then like by
yeah!
romance.
I
and then
was
she
that.
Like almost tries to harm herself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then
yeah.
Jesus holds him back.
Oh my God. It's so dark. Yeah. I remember
that
one. Do you remember? I was also this one when I was 12 years old where like there's a car crash and we're all sitting in hell and we're just like one by one going into the room to see if we're going to go to hell.
This is Lighthouse.
Wait, are you talking about a hell house?
Oh, no, we talked about that on my first podcast though.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God, that is, first of all, trigger warning.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Good God.
You know, on some of those really graphic Winnie the Poohs, they had trigger warnings.
Shut. Get out. Of your
I live
house.
Here.
Yeah.
That's why we started recording.
I know, we can't do it without
asking
him.
Me to leave. It's like, you can't if I live here.
If I own the Zoom. Yeah, those were good. That I don't know if I'd ever seen
the car crash one.
No. I think I would have remembered.
I don't know. Look and, up, you're on YouTube, Kevin. Look up car
sure.
crash Christian.
Who I am either.
A.
Christian car crash. Well, it just has the entirety of the Reliant K discography. Christian car crash.
Play.
A Christian and
waiting.
Christian.
Hell waiting room.
Hell waiting room.
Yeah, this feels like a hell house.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not liking what's coming up. Maybe I'm Googling.
I'm sorry to make you repeat yourself, but it was the concept that each of you is dying in the car crash.
Each of you is a car. Like
okay.
in the movie
each
Car.
Each of you is cars.
You're Lightning McQueen. You're
Paul
Newman.
You're Tomater.
Yeah.
And
Tater.
And then, like, the God car is deciding if you're going to hell or to heaven.
This is actually Cars 4.
Oh, this is Cars 4.
Cars 4, Resurrection.
I was mixing that up.
No, honestly, like, I just remember, like, I can't remember who I was in the play. But no, like, you are all drinking and driving. I think, I'm pretty sure, like, there's drinking and driving and you guys get in a car crash. And you go to, like, I guess this temporary hold purgatory type place. Yeah. Did not feel evangelical. But,
right.
like, it was for one by one people call, you know, get called in. It's like, I'm a good person. And there's like, but did you give your life to the Lord? You're going to hell.
My God.
And it's like, it's too late. It's really dark.
Good Lord.
Do you ever just think about, and obviously this is the point of your entire podcast, but it's like, I'm just always in awe of how normal I am despite everything.
Oh, yeah.
It's shocking. I mean, I don't think I turned out too normal, but. Here we are. We survived.
Well, yeah.
And
you're capitalizing off your trauma. And I love that for you.
That is so crazy too. That to me, that's also a famous Christian pop culture thing is like just actively ripping off the DARE programs, like whole thing.
Yeah.
Right? And then be like, we'll just add a little Jesus
juice on it.
Spice.
Well, on the subject of cars and whatnot, we have an origin story. Of how this song in particular was written.
Welcome, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Sorry.
It's great to have you here. We're going to be hearing your song, Who Am I? But before you play it, we'd love to hear a little bit about
what's the vibe?
How you wrote the song. Maybe you could tell us, Mark.
Well, contentious.
Is this chicken shop
car,
date?
Driving, kind of having my own worship time. And I'm
driving.
Not much of a keyboard player, so I limit myself if I write with an instrument. So I kind of just get alone and do it that way. And
yes.
I was kind of coming out of just praying and talking to God, and it just kind of started hitting me, you know, who am I that I can sit here and pray to you driving down some back road in Alabama? You know, who do I think I am? You know, and it really started from there. And as I started getting towards where I thought a chorus might be, I was tempted to kind of run with, well, you're a conqueror and a new creation and all this stuff. And God at that time just kind of started whispering to me, you know, well, you're vapor. You know, you're here today and you're gone.
Jeez,
I think before we can really understand who we are in Jesus, we have to understand who we're not. And when you start getting a picture of who we're not,
you're not something.
His love just explodes and you start really getting a bigger picture of who God is. And that's where the song came from.
Oh my God.
You're vapor.
Guys, when you play
brutal.
The interviewer looks scared.
Wow. She's like,
also, I am loving her 2002 hair.
Well,
it's so straight. You know she used a clothing iron on it.
Uh-huh.
100%.
No heap spray.
Oh,
back
none.
Then. Trying it straight out of the shower.
Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I'm a flower quickly fading.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm getting fucking old here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor
ocean.
In the wind. So you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm bawling. And you've told me who I am. I'm yours. So this is I'm a Worm Core.
This is like, yeah.
Wait, what
is
like
the
I'm
beginning
a worm
of I'm a Worm Core? Like Christian songs that are all about like, I'm terrible and I sin, and like somehow you find a way to love me, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, or like, I am so bad, but because of you, I'm okay, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's so sad, because where he was going with that story, he was, you know, kind of being like, who am I? You know, do it. I thought he was going to set that up for a contradiction. And when he heard the voice of God, it was going to be like, but you're my son. You
so
know?
This
instead you're loved like, by me.
No, you are literally a fart.
Stay in the
world.
dirt man.
Glad to hear someone knows their place. That's what God said. I mean, good gracious. He just like leaned into it. I'm like, that's so sad. That's what he thinks like that he is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it makes sense with a casting crowns that we've talked about them for a hot minute or two on the show before. They are very, very evangelical, but very conservative as well. So much
they
of
definitely
them,
voted for Trump.
They're conservative.
They're full QAnon at this point.
There's very there's like anti-abortion rhetoric in some of their songs. There's, you know, what's happening in the school. People are listening to Oprah instead of
Oh, my God, I forgot that was definitely a
what
thing.
What if his people prayed?
Wait, guys, hating on Oprah. Speaking of like conservative like musicians, I for some reason still followed someone that used to be in a band, like a Christian band that was like not famous as a stretch, but they definitely like maybe had a song. It was called like Among the Thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, hey. Kevin's Googling it right now. And
well, no, I'm pulling up a Google search I already had for Among the Thirsty.
Okay. So, oh my God. So literally I the other day did not realize I still follow this guy. And Hillary Clinton like tweeted out something about like gun control. And he's like, I'll take you seriously when you stop murdering people.
Whoa.
And
it was like,
it's a good point.
On Maine.
It's a good point. When there's a shooting or school shooting.
Such
is
a good point.
Also,
I get it.
Hillary shot first. Gotta say.
Like a Star Wars shirt that says Hillary shot.
Who's Greedo?
Anyone else is Greedo. Hillary shot first.
Oh my God. Damn. But I was in the youth group worship band from the time I was 13. I actually have a video on my phone of little Alex.
Oh my gosh.
12 years old playing.
Are you on the drums?
Yes, I'm the drummer.
Okay, cool.
And I...
Is this the song?
No, that was Hallelujah to the Savior, to the Lord. What was that one?
I don't know.
Oh my
God. I don't
know
this one. You've stumped me.
Hold on. Listener, hold on.
My stomach.
It's traumatic for you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
But yeah, like we loved us some Casting Crowns. And I would just like, here's the thing. You can't, there's not a big drum beat. So it was a lot of just like cymbal, like, like at really, you know, powerful times. And that was about it.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Casting Crowns and Counting Crows. Casting Crowns, Counting Crows.
Did I just call them Counting Crows?
No. Oh. I'm just saying in my head, like I'm going insane.
Casting Crows.
Again, my Who Am I era, but
you take an N away and you add an S.
Crusty Crows. Crusty Cox.
Countig.
Countig Crows.
Crusty
Crows. Jeez.
And this is the discourse we always bring.
Welcome to Good Christian Fun.
We got you guys.
Not because of who I am, but because of who you are. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? I mean, this is their most streamed song on Spotify, 96 mil.
Wow.
A cool 96. They're still making music now.
I wouldn't know.
They put out a song called Crazy People.
Oh, I need to hear this.
Wait, do
I'm hoping
wanna...
this is like a Randy Newman-esque
Crazy little romp. People should kill themselves.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Well, I'm sure people got no reason to live.
I'm looking up the lyrics.
Oh, the lyrics are very good. Who sails a boat with no clouds in sight? Who walks up to a giant and picks a fight? Who turns a lion's den into a petting zoo?
I see where they're going with this.
Okay, but now let's get to the second verse.
Who brings a Bible into a public school? Oh, jeez.
It's not illegal to do that. You can always, you always have been able to do that, and you can still do that. Will cancel me and call me one of those. Because I'm one of those crazy people.
Wait, first of all, what does it mean to say who's not afraid to go against the floor?
Go against the floor.
Like bore on the floor? I don't
know. Who's not afraid to go against the Senate floor?
Oh, I think maybe. I'm not trying to be.
We should be careful,
goofy.
Though. That's probably some kind of acronym about like lesbians. So just lesbians be, are all beware.
Lizards or something. The floor.
We'll cancel.
Fucking
the
lesbians.
First of all, revenge. You stopped right before the best part, which is the chorus. Trust in Jesus. Wait, back it up.
Back that bass up.
Back. Those. 'Cause I'm one of those crazy people trusting Jesus, following him wherever he leads us.
Kingdom seeker, walk by faith believer. This is here's the church, here's the steeple, here's the all God's crazy. Oh, people. Yeah, that's awesome. So this is we've talked about this before.
Wait.
Like a million times. The move of when someone calls you a name and then you reclaim it.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the Women's March stuff of like, pussy grabs back. Or during the 2016 election
you're like,
of like,
please stop.
I'm deplorable Jill. And I actually am deplorable.
Uh-huh.
Or and they're doing that like, yeah, I'm crazy.
Uh-huh.
For fucking Jesus. You know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's not making the point that you want. That they wear it like a badge of
a
honor.
A reclaiming project. But we're not talking about that song. We're talking about Who Am I, which is very sad. A very sad song.
Very sad, but such a freaking banger.
It's a banger.
It's so good. It's like you forget how worm-like you're supposed to feel because you are so, you're ascending, you know, in this song. It's so nice.
Quickly fading feels good in a place like this.
It's great.
Something with a melody and an arrangement this beautiful does stand up to scrutiny of different people covering it for a segment we call Cover Me, where we do go to the old YouTube and hand out some likes, hand out some nice comments.
I love when
those are compensation comments
of people.
For your guilty conscience.
Okay, so here's a young woman playing it on her guitar.
The Tori Kelly.
Yeah.
It's Tori Kelly.
Tori Kelly.
It's always Tori Kelly.
Nice.
I think how pretty her voice is makes me more bummed out at what the lyrics are saying because she sounds genuinely sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
She
true.
Is the worm.
She slowed it down even more.
All right. So there, but you know what? You know what she gets from the Good Christian Fun podcast? Mm. Nice. 2 exclamation points. We have, of course, Ukulele with a lot of reverb cover.
Wow. Ooh, I love a good reverb moment.
That's getting nice with 3 exclamation points.
Feeling generous today.
And then the piece de resistance.
Kenny G.
This guy can play.
I like it.
Oh, yeah. He's getting more than a nice.
He is blowing that thing. He's getting more than a nice.
Bro, this rules. 2 exclamation points.
When did he post it?
4 years ago. Okay. Or no, 5. July 3rd, 2018.
Gonna light up his day.
To celebrate Trump's win. No, that was 2016.
In the midterms? Made some gains on the floor.
Red wave.
Let's hear that chorus.
Ooh, I appreciate the fact that he's harmonizing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow,
we
I really
want to
hear
Sanders.
Him play, like, a better song.
Oh, he's probably got some that we could look up.
Yeah, let's just dedicate an episode to this guy.
Yeah, let's do a deep dive on this guy's
let's
stuff.
Let's have him on the podcast.
Actually, yeah. He doesn't. It's my favorite thing to do is you just name any song and put in cover saxophone and see what comes up.
Is there a children's cover?
Oh, that's a good point.
Oh.
Who am I? Casting Crowns.
I guess you're probably going to get more
children
skits
cover.
Or human videos, as you call.
Okay, who am I? You know, I guess these are kind of children. They might be college children, though. I guess those aren't children.
Those are fully full grown people. Hold on.
Kevin hasn't been around children in a long time.
Hey, that's not true. I have a good relationship with my nieces and nephews.
Yes, you do. They love Uncle Kevin.
Wait, hold on. There's Who Am I Casting Crowns Karaoke.
Wait, I think I found it. I think I found a children's cover.
Okay.
Here we go.
Tell me something, girl.
Is this kids pop?
No, this is Acapop Kids, which is acapella versions of pop songs done by children.
Genius.
And this is
not shallow.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't get on Disney Channel, but you're still getting those views. Hang in there.
I really recommend everyone watch that.
Okay, can you send that to me immediately?
Look at this Rachel Maddow ass looking kid. Not Rachel.
He's so sincere.
Wow. Okay. Hey. Who am I? Who am I? I think it's time.
Is it?
Yeah.
Damn. I don't want this to end, guys.
Aww. Well, we have cookie time after.
Oh, I love that.
We have cookie time. And and it's for the listener at home. It's not what you think. We're not going to explain it anymore. But the way this works is we're going to give it a thumbs up, thumbs down. Holy toast, holy roast. Holy toast is the thumbs up. That's when we say. Yeah, 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 yeah. Holy roast is when we give it a thumbs down and say. Or we give it purgatory, which is the space between. Caroline, we start with you.
Man, I am.
You flower quickly fading.
Okay. Prefer vapor. I'm perplexed. I don't know what to say. I'm gonna go purgatory, and here is why. Because that's where you go after you've been in a car crash. And where time and God will decide. So I'm going to let God decide this one. I'm going to give it a in between.
A space between from Caroline.
Pray up that, you know, this song it is given the judgment it deserves.
Lord. All right. That's one of our most sobering assessments of a song we've ever had on the show.
You know, I'm going to build upon that. I'm also going to put it in purgatory. A couple reasons. The first being that I don't think it's very safe that he was talking to Holy Spirit while he was driving.
Great point.
And I just went through traffic school again because I had points on my license. I was definitely trying to take off. So it just doesn't seem... it doesn't Alex. Seem safe. I know. It's fine. It's a story for another day. Anyways.
It's like a rewards program on your driver's license. Literally. Rack them up.
But never because I was talking to the Lord. But... the other thing is, you know, I didn't realize until you guys talked about, you know, like the worm type song. This is probably added to a lot of my issues. So you know what? Although it's a banger, you know, trauma. So purgatory.
Very nice.
Alex.
I'm more than a vapor in a wind.
Well, I got a new hinge for you.
Okay.
Hinge prompt.
Yes.
If you can't handle me at my flower quickly fading, you don't deserve me at my vapor in the wind. Gang, this was a bummer. And you know what made it most the bummer is I actually don't like the sound of it. The da, 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 da. And I'm not opposed to a ballad. I champion the ballad oftentimes on the show. But this was like combined with the kind of covert darkness of what they were saying, the content of their message. It felt like a death march to the grave. Not because of what I am or what I've done.
It kind of is.
It's who you are. So I give it a roast through and through. I gotta be true to that. I'm not a flower quickly fading. I'm a flower blooming. And I'm gonna continue to bloom.
I'm never gonna stop blooming.
No. I'm gonna become a super bloom. And everyone's gonna
forever.
Come out, take nice Instagram pictures with me, and everyone will finally love me.
Winter will never come.
That's right. Winter's not coming. All right. Farewell, Casting Crowns, once again. And talk to Oprah what to do. What if his people prayed? Remember that song?
Yeah.
Yeah. First of all, like, what did Oprah do to get, well,
influence?
She was the new age target.
Yeah.
Even though she said explicitly a bunch of times on the show, I'm a Christian, I love God.
Well, you know, the devil in disguise or whatever it is, right?
Exactly. Like,
so
what do you think Satan's going to say? I'm Satan? No.
No.
He's going to say, welcome to the Oprah show.
You get a hell, you get a damnation, you get a damnation. All right, gang. It's time to bring it down. It's time to dim the lights in here. Light the candles.
Orpo.
Maybe a candle for Elmo. Elmo's okay? Sitting Shiva over there.
Oh my God.
On the vinyl desk.
For who?
Well, for all those flowers who faded. Alex, on the other shows you might be on, you might promote yourself or plug your projects. We're not here to do that. We're here to lift them up to the Lord.
Yeah.
Including your projects, your social media handles, and maybe something you're enjoying in secular culture as well.
Ooh.
The last great thing that you watched, that you saw, that you read.
Yeah, Jury Duty is definitely the funniest thing.
Well, we'll get to that. First, we have to start with Caroline.
Oh, sorry.
And we'll turn it to Caroline.
Your turn. Just like, I feel like I get, you know, steamrolled all the time.
I hear that.
On this show. Mm-hmm. It's almost like, why am I even mic'd?
Whoa.
If I don't get to go first.
I know.
Wow. Anyway, I'm going to.
I did turn Caroline's mic off. Ken, she's back.
I'm not back. Hello. Okay, here I am.
Yeah.
I am going to lift up a book that I picked up because I saw a trailer for an Apple Plus show that is going to be about this book. So if you want to get this book in before you watch the show, Caroline, dumbass.
Hey, hey, that's my friend you're talking to. Hey.
You call me a dumbass.
I don't think I've ever called you a dumbass.
I've probably called you a dumbass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Anyway, it's a really, really good sci-fi book. It's about... it's called Wool, sorry.
Oh, Wool. It's called Dumbass.
It's called Dumbass. It's called Wool by Hugh Howey, which is a funny name. But it's a great book. It's like a sci-fi book about a whole city, basically, that's living in this underground silo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a whole functioning community inside there. But they don't really know why they've gotten there and what for. But the surface of Earth is toxic, so they can't go out. Anyway, it was a really great read. Really fun, really gripping. Good time. And
it was light.
Yeah, really light, easy lift. But I really enjoyed it. If that's your kind of thing, definitely check it out. And then I think Rebecca Ferguson is starring in the show on Apple Plus. So
it's written by a friend of mine's father.
That'll be good.
Who also wrote Speed.
The show is?
And Justified. Yeah, Silo is. It's a gentleman by the name of Graham Yost. His daughter Clementine works in podcasting.
Nice.
And she's terrific. And her dad has... pretty good pedigree, obviously.
Yeah.
And you said the novel is called Hole? So everyone just get home and Google Hole. See what comes up.
Hole, Hugh. Please.
Hole, Hugh, please.
It's called Wool, like sheep's wool.
Ooh,
check it out.
Love all that.
Right. All right, we turn to Alex.
Hi.
Hello.
So as I was saying before, loving Jury Duty. It's one of the funniest shows I've seen, other than obviously Vanderpump Rules. So
the amount of texts I get about that show of like, hey, I saw Jury Duty.
It's
how about it?
Do you know one of those guys? Because Ross Kimball is on the show. Lisa Gilroy is on the show as well.
It's incredible. Maybe. So also, this is the second time I've been on the show and I lifted up my friend Dan. So I'm having deja vu right now. But he is doing missionary positions again.
Deja vu.
Shout out to Dan Prevett at the Zephyr Theater. June 4th, 16th, and 24th.
I saw this show and I wouldn't say this now if I didn't believe it. I would just let Alex talk. But it's so good.
Yeah.
It's genuinely very impressive.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So definitely check that out. Shout out to Dan. And if you want to follow me, you can follow me on Instagram, Twitter. I'm on Patreon now.
Ooh, what are you doing on Patreon?
I'm just like, girl, that's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing?
No, nothing real.
Your book.
I'm just posting more of my life on there. I'm doing vlogs. I'm going to probably launch more of a podcast there, but men have been very awful on the internet towards me. And so now I'm just like, you don't get to look at me for free and you have to pay $20 a month.
Love
and
this.
They are. So We love that. So.
That's why I started my OnlyFans as well. I want people to be awful to me, and it's not working.
Yeah. You might need to go back to free.
Yeah. Kevin. By fire sale. Everything must go.
I'm also going to...
Oh, the fire sale ended for you to start it again?
I'm going to lift up Kevin's OnlyFans because it also apparently...
Seriously, prayers up for the OnlyFans.
Hey. Yeah, but you can follow me at Alex on the Mic, my Patreon... I believe is also Alex on the Mic or Alex Gervaisi.
Hell yeah.
One of the two. And like I said, I'm posting lefts on my Instagram and Twitter and more on there. So
good for you.
We love that for me.
I do.
We love it for you.
Yeah, Kevin.
Yeah. Whoa. We do. I meant that sincerely.
No, I meant Kevin. Like, what did you want to...
Oh.
What did you want to lift up?
No, she's hosting now.
You get Alex
on the mic back in front of one, and she goes back
here
on the mic.
She is. I'm mic one, baby. I've been letting you speak.
It's just hard. After you did that hitting the post so immaculately, better than anyone we've ever had on the show. Really?
Wow. You never lose it, guys. It's always there, right there. Oh, you
that's
know?
So nice.
Right here.
That's right.
Pointing at my heart.
Yeah.
So much here.
A little here. You can lift me up at Kevin T. Porter at all the previously established platforms. I'm going to lift up, I already talked about you there, guys. Me, Margaret. You know, I'll lift up Book Club 2 preemptively. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm sure it'll be my number one movie of the year. Number two behind 80 for Brady.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. I want to see Book Club. Can we see it together?
Yeah.
It's actually... so wonderful.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
You saw Book Club 2?
We've talked about... Oh, not Book Club 2. The first
Book Club 2. No, they're going to Italy in this one or wherever.
I didn't even know
it's out in theaters right now.
Oh, it's already out?
Yeah.
Oh, what am I doing here?
I don't know.
I gotta go.
Gang.
Wait, speaking of books, can I lift up one more thing?
Yeah.
My friend Bobby, as of today, Bobby Hundreds just put out his second book. It's already a bestseller. It's called NFTs Are a Scam / NFTs Are the Future. He's very big in that space. And so we lift him up. So we love that.
Yes. Lift up a friend always.
NFTs are a scam. My nice fucking thumb. You can lift us up at Christian Fun Pod everywhere. Patreon.com/goodchristianfun for more good Christian fun. Leave us a review at Apple Podcasts. Every review that you leave, we donate $1 to charity. And we'll donate even more. Alex, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Alex.
Call me anytime. I love just seeing both of you.
Nice being here.
And there's nothing left to say except for, okay.
I love you, Emma. Amen.
Now watch this drive. Alex, as someone who did it so beautifully before, do you want to pick a song?
I do.
For you to do your magic on?
Oh my God. Okay, how about we go back to...
Should it be Casting Crowns again or should it
be
someone else?
Alex on the outro.
I think it should be whatever we were discussing earlier. What was the other one? Oh, the new Lauren Daigle song.
Which one?
The one that she just dropped.
Into the Daigleverse.
She dropped
probably,
into...
Thank God I Poo.
Yeah,
yeah,
whatever the new single is.
Yeah, her IBS anthem, Thank God I Poo. Oh no, okay. No, I'm sorry. I fucked it. Here, we'll do it again. And
Hey guys, this is Alex Gervaisi, and Lauren Daigle's new album is out. And just get it and let it speak to your heart. Go ahead, Queen. I just want to hear. This is not as good. I'm not feeling it.
You got it. You were there.
No, you were there. Should we do another song?
We should do another one. That was the first time I was listening to that song, and I can't also... She works at my label.
It's too hard.
So it's not good.
Okay, let's do You Say. Let's do You Say instead. You know this one.
All right. This was a lovely time, guys. Seriously, you just speak to my heart in a way that not a lot of people do, and I'm just so thankful that you guys are in my life. It's Kiss FM.
I keep fighting
Kiss
FM. Yes. Down.
He got so nervous. He didn't think I was going to hit it.
Girl, he should trust.
All right, we'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low?
That was a HeadGum Podcast.